at the end of the day, they don't have enough blue chip talent. There's not enough top line talent on this roster to truly be one of the most feared in the NFC.
We're assuming one is done in the playoffs this year, right?
I don't know where I'm going.
In my heart of hearts, I think they're going to lose by double digits against Philly.
Kind of a sloppy game all in all. Far too many miscues.
Every single game, we got to do better. Look in the mirror, Matt LaFleur.
Jordan Love is still not right.
The message after the game was everybody was still together, not pointing fingers. You're doing that heading into the playoffs may not be the greatest sign. Never seen
to find what I'm looking for. Jordan Love from last year is gone. This guy, he still looks like a second-year player.
If the Packers can't win, I need to have an emotional investment in another team.
You know who all the pressure is on in this game? To walk it on, the
Lord is free. Showtime, baby.
It ain't the pack.
Love steps up.
Wide open, Jaden Reed. Goodbye. Touchdown, Packers. 70 yards.
Touchdown, Wicks wide open. Green Bay takes the early lead.
This isn't the plucky underdog story.
Hurts from the end zone. Intercepted. Taken away by Xavier McKinney.
Jacobs, he does not go down. Touchdown, Jacobs.
Just another example of many of Josh Jacobs making people miss.
Those curtains are coming open and the lights are going to come on and you're going to get exposed or you're going to showcase yourself.
New faces, a new team. Can't live on what we might have did last year against Cowboys.
Guys got to be dialed in and truly play each play as if it were your last.
Whoever wins this game Sunday is going to go to the Super Bowl.
We got to go out there and do it again.
Touchdown, Green Bay! Here I go
again on my own. Oh, Whitesnake bringing back the memories. As Johnny Montage gets us ready for Packers-Eagles Sunday in the NFC Wild Card Round. Number 2 seed, number 7 seed. There's a path to victory. I don't think anybody's suggesting they can't win. At some point, are we going to get a prediction as to whether they will win from our resident NFL and Packers analyst?
Yeah, I always do it at headlines. Is this some surprise? It's what we do. So, yeah, 11, 20, whatever time we get to headlines, that's when my prediction will come.
Okay, we can't wait. We look forward to it.
Are we going
to
get a prediction from you?
Yeah, sure. We might not get a headline.
That doesn't sound convincing. We're not getting a headline. You mailed that in September. So, yeah, I get it.
Except for the ones that I was assigned to do the videos
for. And you
complained
and cried about. But, yes, that's fair. Those are all fair points.
I thought the dogs were really good. I really did. Some people disagree.
I do want Jesse's, whenever this season ends, I do want Jesse's power ranking of the videos on a Power Rankings Tuesday.
Here we go. Here we go. Assigning work again for other people.
Oh, I'm sorry that we all have to work. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry that I organized a collective that would put all this together, bring it, do all this, and I ask you guys to chip in, but I digress. Let's get to it. I don't want to fight with you guys, man. I'm not in the mood to fight today.
Did you just take credit for organizing?
Yes, I did.
The group that did all your work? Okay.
Would it have happened without me? The answer is no.
That's true. Yeah, because, he's right.
Because there wouldn't be a show for them to do it for.
Bulaga would not be recruiting the same academy
KBN.
To help.
Yeah, exactly. Time now for the weekend preview.
Oh, guys, the greatest football weekend ever. Hot start last night with Notre Dame, Penn State. Fun game to kick
off.
Yes, the greatest weekend of football ever. The college football playoff semifinals and the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Here are the games all standing on their own this weekend. Which one are you most compelled to tune into outside of Packers and Eagles? Starting tonight, the Cotton Bowl College Football Playoff Semifinal, 6:30 on ESPN, Ohio State and Texas. Essentially a home game for the Longhorns. NFL playoffs kick off tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. The Los Angeles Chargers and Jim Harbaugh and Oregon's finest, Justin Herbert, visiting C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans Invitational, the Saturday 3:30 wild card weekend kickoff. Tradition unlike any other. Saturday night, Al and Herbie on Amazon Prime have the call for the Steelers and the Ravens, streaming exclusively. 7 o'clock kickoff there for the AFC North rivalry game. Sunday, triple header, of course, Packers-Eagles at 3:30 before Packers-Eagles, Broncos-Bills at noon on CBS. Commanders-Buccaneers is your Sunday night wild card game. That's a 7 o'clock. I think they're actually kicking at 7, a little earlier than usual on NBC and Peacock. And then Monday night, big news with this one yesterday. The game has been moved because of the wildfires in Los Angeles. The Vikings and the Rams in Arizona. They're playing at the home of the Cardinals. 7 o'clock Monday night on ABC and ESPN. Loaded weekend slate of football. Which one is most compelling to you, Tausch?
Philly Green Bay, for sure, is the most compelling to me. That's the most compelling.
We have been doing this multiple years now.
Okay.
We intentionally always leave off the Badger football game and the Packer football game because it's the weekend preview for everything else because we
Jesse,
spend all of our time
I
on
know.
Those.
Would you stop being so serious? I mean, you guys are you just picking fights with me today. There's a lot of great games. I think Ohio State trucks Texas tonight. I'm sick to – it's not a dream come true for Ohio State to do that. So I'm not uber – I mean, I'll be intrigued. I'll watch, but I'm not like uber. I think a sneaky good game is going to be Baltimore-Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's defense. Everybody's got Crown in Baltimore, and I'm one of them. I think Baltimore's got a great chance to go to the Super Bowl. But you just feel like they know each other well. Baltimore has not gotten over the hump with Lamar Jackson. The pressure, there is no team that has more pressure on them than Baltimore this weekend. Philly's probably a close second. That, to me, is going to be the game of the weekend, Saturday night with Al. And Al probably won't make it sound like it's that exciting, but it'll be exciting.
I'm really not looking forward to Ohio State winning tonight and then beating Notre Dame for the national championship. I was really hoping – I didn't care if Oregon won the national title, but I certainly wanted them to dispatch of Ohio State – because I find them insufferable. I do not have any interest in that game. I will not get to see my guy Justin Herbert against the Texans. We'll be at volleyball matches. The game that intrigues me out of the playoff slate, because I have been a Vikings believer on this show more so than others, and now I'm really curious. Obviously, there are tragic, horrible losses occurring in Los Angeles. I even exchanged messages last night with one resident of that area who lives in Malibu. His house has not been damaged yet, other than by winds, but there's fire all around, and it's really scary stuff. So football is clearly very much secondary. That said, I mean, you went to that playoff game at Lambeau Field during COVID. I don't think the Packers lose to Tom Brady if they have true home field advantage in the NFC Championship game. I just don't. I also don't think they lose if they have David Bakhtiari that day. On the flip side, because of this incredible tragedy in Southern California, the Los Angeles Rams, who got a home game, whether they deserve it or not, are playing in Arizona.
Their home field advantage sucks. We all
But
know
maybe
that.
Not in a playoff game.
It would. It would. No, it does. It's the biggest unadvantage of all time, but that's the way it is. Minnesota would have been 50% of that stadium. Now you're going to be dealing with Cardinals.
You think the Vikings would have 50% of SoFi Stadium?
Yeah. Yeah.
With a week to buy tickets. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't agree.
Well, you don't have to. I'm right. So check with the analytics firm. They'll tell
I don't want to fight you, J-Wad.
No, you're the one that started it.
Meanwhile, he started it. Is this what Diane and Denny had to deal with the three boys? Well, Pat started it. The Eagles have officially announced, by the way, Jalen Hurts is out of the concussion protocol.
Shocker.
Wow. Just want to let everybody know.
A.J. Brown's kind of an interesting deal, though. Let's keep monitoring that.
So anyway, my game of choice is Vikings-Rams. I'm intrigued to see what happens on Monday night.
That'll be a fun game. Vikings are going to lose.
I think Buccaneers Commanders, and we're going to be reacting win or lose to the Packers game at that time, so it might take kind of a backseat. But that's a fun matchup because one of the Tausch said early in the year when we were doing bring 'em or fling 'em, or that's a fun team, Tampa, that's a fun team. Washington became a fun team by year's end, and I'm wondering if they could actually go on a run because they're so young. They don't know like the stakes, you know, those kinds of teams that make deep playoff runs. I wonder if Jalen Daniels could lead them on that kind of run to Detroit or Philadelphia. It'd be interesting.
Okay.
That's it for the weekend preview. Tausch picking Packers Eagles as the most compelling one on the list.
I bet I'd win that poll. You know what I mean?
I bet you.
Okay, you're going to translate this over? You want me to? Because I bet I'd win the poll with cold beer, too. What you want to drink. Well, you know that's right.
I bet Jason could have done it better.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear it then, J-Wad. Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know your cans are chilled to perfection. That's why there's always Coors Light in my hand when I'm watching any of my favorite football games over the weekend. Sub responsible Coors Brewing Company. I go then, Colorado.
The moment you've all been waiting for, possibly the final cinematic headline of the 24 season. Presented by Fleet Farm, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
On Sunday. But if the Packers don't beat the Eagles, this could be the final edition of Cinematic Headlines presented by Fleet Farm. A somber moment for those of us that have preferred it over the musical ones that were last year that led to an entire album being released on Spotify. And so, without further ado, possibly the farewell voyage of the SS Tauscher Headline Academy movie headlines.
All right, field goals have killed us in the playoffs in years past. So here's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to use McManus as a decoy. And when you, Whelan, when you get the ball, we're going to run the old picket fence. All right, let's go. What? What's the matter with you guys?
I'll make it.
All right. Orzek, get the ball to Whelan with a nice, clean snap.
Coach, where's your offense?
My team is on the field.
Wow. Wow, is that great. You know what? Best acting of the season. Right there. The only thing I was a little irritated, I didn't slap my little pocket handbook like Gene did in the movie. That's the only thing that I was a little upset with myself about.
Yeah, well, Gene Hackman had that as a playbook. You had it as a script.
True that. True that.
We're going to run the picket fence at them.
Hey, I never said I was Jerry Jones. I never once said that I was Jerry Jones.
Oh, God. Also, I don't want to nitpick.
Oh, God.
But was there a prediction in there anywhere?
No, I do the headline. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, my God.
You've been doing it all season, and you have given scores in every video except
scores.
That one.
Scores? No, that is not true. I do scores later. Come on, now.
Packers 37, Saints 12.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Okay. All right. Well, first off, for everybody that was playing, I don't think you're eligible. There's not a contest.
The contest has ended. We'll announce the winner in a week or two here. Yeah.
Do you know what movie that was, Jason?
The 60-yard line.
That was the ending. You missed it. Low budget. Low budget. All right. Hoosiers.
Oh,
Hoosiers.
Oh,
yeah. And that's where my headline comes. And Packer fans, I think we're going to be a little Hickory Dickory Dock outran the Packers clock. Couldn't beat the ones. So now they're donezo. Hickory Dickory Dock. Philadelphia 28. Green Bay 22. Packers season ends in Philadelphia.
Wow.
That's going to change that homer view.
Well, that's
have you
what I
ever
think.
Picked the Packers to lose?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure I have. Yep.
Wow.
I'm not here to critique
fact,
the rhyming.
I picked them to lose to San Francisco last year, boys.
Yeah.
I did pick him to beat Dallas.
You did? So. All right, there you have Tausch's headline. I concur with his prediction. 28-22, would that be a scoregami? I need a good scoregami for this one.
So we've seen LaFleur. He likes to get that game to six so that he can win with an extra point. That's why I picked 28-22.
Do you envision they're going to be down like 28-10 and have to come back and do that whole deal? Or
I think it's going to be like 28-14. They get the two-pointer. That's kind of where I'm thinking. I think it's a tight game, and then Philly pulls away a little bit late. Green Bay scrambles, fight for it, and end up getting beat by six.
All right. Jesse, are you picking them to win because you've got your slim-fitting Packers zip-up on today?
In my book, we're going to be
all winners.
Non-winners. Eagles okay. Fly too high. Packers hack up the game in Philadelphia. See what I did?
All right, well, hey.
Gene Hackman. And
yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
What's Jason's?
Rims are too
playoff
high.
Time. What, Jason, what's your headline?
Packers lose. Make it a good one, Strap. Packers have limited prayer for beating Eagles in Philadelphia. I love Hoosiers. It is a great movie. It is funny to me that Gene Hackman thought he had ruined his career with that film and actually told Dennis Hopper, we'll be lucky to get another gig after this. This is going to be so bad. And instead, it turned out to be a beloved sports film. Hoosiers, worth your time if you're a young person who's never seen it. All right, what's the one thing that can happen that's going to flip our script? Because all three of us now said that we think they're going to lose. You talked about Jordan Love having a big 300-yard day. Is that the most important thing that has to happen?
Nope. I know I can't say this in the preview, but you have to turn Jalen Hurts over. His rust,
yeah.
His willingness to run the football, ball security. I don't know what the temp's going to be up there, but one of the things you always wonder as a team when you're coming back from a long layoff like he is, ball security outside of the pocket and ball security inside the pocket, that is going to be the key. If Green Bay's defense doesn't create, it's going to be a multiple amount. I don't think we're going to be uber efficient on offense this weekend. It's going to have to come from an improved defense making plays, and I just don't think they're going to be able to do it enough, and that's why I got him getting beat.
Yeah, we will see what happens. Again, that I did not expect them to be a Super Bowl team this year. I think they're a better team than they were a year ago, and we'll see if they are able to do what they did a year ago, even though Matt LaFleur doesn't like it when we compare seasons. Whoa, Nelly, my team is on the field, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Give them hell.
before we play some Wonelli, we need to pick a trivia winner for this week.
A lot of chips in the cheese fry helmet here. A lot of chips to choose from. A couple of first-time contestants this week. I have selected our number, and it is Steve in East Troy from Wednesday's Double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday with Hunter Vaughn. Nicely done, Steve in East Troy. You're the big winner.
Retired police officer Steve in East Troy, who I got a text from the Honorable Judge Mike Cotter, who the chief of police in East Troy is also a big fan of our show. So he got to hear that.
We're big in East Troy. That might be the new West Bend.
Also big in Elkhorn.
It's the new West Bend.
Up North Joe's down in East Troy, too. It's big.
Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Wonelli!
On Wildy and Tausch.
How you guys watching the game on Sunday? I never know what to do exactly for playoff games. You like to get together with friends and family and watch it. You like to kind of, it's a little extra intense. I kind of like to be, you know, with people, but also like not really conversing. What is your setup for how you will be consuming Packers Eagles on Sunday? Tausch?
Just be watching it at my house and then getting fired up to do. Hopefully we'll be able to wrap City USA, and I'll be wrong, and that it'll be Green Bay up by 25 points in the third quarter. We'll start that postgame show early, but I don't envision that being the case. I'm watching it at home. That's what I'm going to be planning on doing.
I have covered a number of Packers-Eagles games over the years at Lincoln Financial Field. Always enjoyed the folks that sit right in front of the press box and bang on the windows when something good happens for the Eagles. That's super fun, but I will be at home for this one. I'm not traveling, so I will miss those nice folks. I'll miss the guy who offered me a beer in the parking lot when I parked in the wrong lot for a game, and I was wearing a pink shirt, and he shouted, "Nice shirt, douchebag!" And then when I rolled with his critique, we became pals, but I did not take him up on his beer. So I just want it to be a nip and tuck, close all the way.
I want both teams to have fun and play hard.
No, I want it to be a really good game with a really good story. And if that really good story is the Packers winning and advancing to Detroit, great. If it's something else that's compelling, great. But I will be watching that game at home with Stella and Sadie and the cats, and I'm sure Paul and the girls will find something else to do on Sunday.
Wonelli!
Tausch, do you have any memories being in Philadelphia besides the one that you'd like to forget?
Oh, well, obviously there was better stories. I was not on the field, but the last time we played in the playoffs, I believe, was 2010, 2011, and what a gritty, gutty win. Tremont Williams was a Dawes Starksy, big day. It was a gritty, tough, hard-fought win that ended up spurring us to go on and win a championship. So yeah, while 4th and 26 is always something that is like a little knife, at least there's an opportunity. We were able to go up there and find that way to win. So that would be the other one. And it's a heck of a lot more fun to recall that than to recall the game in 2003.
Whoa, Nelly!
I remember going to one of the, I don't remember which one it is, and I saw there were lots of folks with better alternatives for cheesesteaks for those that are traveling than Pat's and Geno's. But I remember the first time I went to Philadelphia, and you got to get a cheesesteak. And the guy threw my cheesesteak, which of course I had special ordered, and said, "I just want cheese and steak. I don't want all the other stuff on it." I don't think he was super interested in a special order. So he threw the cheesesteak onto one of those, it's like a metal counter, and it slid across the counter. And while the sandwich stopped at the edge, the juices that were inside said sandwich continued with the inertia, like a seatbelt when you're driving, and went all over my shirt. So that was my first experience of a Philly cheesesteak. Lots of nice people in Philadelphia.
Sound like you've had a lot of great experiences
not
there.
As much. Yeah, it's a lovely place. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Whoa, next. Nelly!
Outside of the football weekend, it all starts with Wisconsin basketball tonight with another Friday night home game at the Kohl Center. And this one's in your time frame, Tausch. 6 o'clock tip. I think they're on Peacock again tonight. If not, I'll check. They host the Minnesota Golden Gophers. A lot of Friday home games for the Wisconsin men's basketball team this year. How do we feel about that?
Obviously, don't love it.
Not the case in years past.
Yeah, they started playing. I like the Saturday afternoon games. That was where I always kind of really enjoyed it. But now you got Monday standalones, Friday standalones. I get it. Peacock it if you want. I did see Greg Gard on Wednesday at a little retirement party for someone that we both know. And his vibes are strong, man. He's feeling good. I think he really likes this basketball team. So
awesome.
I know they had a couple of hiccups there before the holidays, but good couple wins. Like to see him continue on. I think everybody is vibing. It's a good vibe on that down there with the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, I'm glad that I have Peacock now. I got a good deal on it for this year, and I can finally see the end of the 60-yard line, which Tausch cannot, because despite it being his Academy Award-winning performance in that film, he doesn't have access to it unless one of us gives him our passwords.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
You're so stubborn.
Not stubborn. Principled.
You can come over anytime. I've got it on the basement TV. We can watch it. Again, you make some popcorn.
Sure, popcorn.
Make it a double feature with a Badger basketball game. It'll be a good time.
All right.
Why don't you feel the same way about, like, Paramount Plus?
I don't know. Just a vibe I got. It's my vibe.
Oh. Peacock.
Yeah.
It's a fun one to say angrily.
Like poppycock?
Kinda.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Earlier this week, I filled in hosting the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez on ESPN Madison.
I wondered, after hearing that you had filled in on that program, if and when we would get to you hosting it and a clip therein.
We had some fun. Here's what I want to play for you. I asked Barry Alvarez, we talked a little bit about the NFL playoffs and about Packers-Eagles coming up this weekend. I want to know how many times Tausch heard a speech like this from Barry Alvarez. It's not very long, but we asked Barry Alvarez, the Packers kind of losing momentum heading into the playoffs. What do you say to the team this week if you're Matt LaFleur? Here is how he answered that question.
I would take the approach, a new season, forget about what's happened. Everything's ahead of us. We have as much opportunity as anyone. And I'd really get people cranked up for reloading and getting after that first round game.
How many times did you hear something like that, Tausch?
A lot. I mean, Barry Alvarez was a great message. He does a great job with messaging and understanding what the team needed to hear. There were times we had a tough loss against Cincinnati or a tough loss against Michigan, and it would be, we still have this in front of us. Stick together. You know, it's coaching 101. I've heard that speech many times, and it's not important to give the speech. It's important that your guys are receptive, understand it, and will actually go through and execute it. And that's built on a long-term deal. That's where you have to have the relationships and the trust that what he's saying is authentically true. And that's why when Barry Alvarez told the one kid to sit down when he said we're going to win a Big Ten championship, that's how you establish that trust, is you don't BS guys. You shoot straight with them. You let them know what you're thinking and how you're approaching it. And Barry was the best at that.
Do you think his coaching would have translated to the NFL? If you remember, when the Packers hired Ray Rhodes for the 1999 season, the year before you came into the league, he was interviewed. Ron Wolf interviewed him for the job. There were also times where they talked about him maybe as the Eagles coach, having been a Pennsylvania guy. Do you think he would have translated as an NFL coach?
Yes.
I agree.
There is no doubt. He's not Ben Johnson. He's not Matt LaFleur. Oh, what an offensive guru. All this. Barry Alvarez is a leader of men. he got his guys to follow what his vision was. That includes his staff. That includes his players. That includes everybody in the building. That's what made him great. So, yeah, for all this other stuff and, you know, all you got to do this, you have a basic principle that you base around your talent and you get buy-in from that group. So, yes, he would have been a fine NFL head coach, not a doubt in my mind.
I think my favorite clip that I've heard from the Great Dane Huddle is him talking about how many times Cam Scadabo from Arizona State would have run the ball at his offense. He had like 50 carries.
Let me tell you something. There's a power ranking of Alvey quotes on the Great Dane Huddle. There's nobody. Number one is definitely queued up, been said 1,000 times. Everything else is playing for silver.
Who the hell gives a whether Ben Russell's
He did. I did run by your idea to play the conference championship games on the home at the home stadiums of the better teams.
Yep.
And he was very much on board with that idea to save money for fans traveling.
Yeah,
so
we're smart.
Wanted
we're
to let you know that your idea has now been in the ears of Barry Alvarez. And
so guys, do I approach AJ and get this in front of Pat McAfee and get that distribution to the powers that be? On, you know, Monday, I shoot AJ a text. I say, hey, here's my plan. Monday night after that game, their show on Tuesday. Do I put this out there so that the Detroit Lions, if Green Bay beats Philly, Detroit could say, nope, we want to play Washington. Or nope, we want to play Tampa. Is that something I should do?
Wait a minute. Are you doing this so there could be a discussion about your great idea? Like the NFL.
No, I want the rule. It's not about me. I want the rule implemented.
So let me get this straight. Because if you get wider distribution,
yes.
You're like Peacock.
You
want this on NBC.
I want what on NBC?
Your idea.
I want my idea to be heard by the powers that be. I can't. I tweeted at Roger Goodell. I tried to get in touch with
right.
Troy Vincent.
So
I need
someone
that has a direct panel right to the NFL media industrial complex.
We
got to
get the
Pat
chip off
he does.
Right.
I
and what I'm saying is that you want our show is Peacock.
No.
It's the streaming.
No, it's not.
Compared to the Pat McAfee
show?
So
here's the deal. McAfee show gets 550 million views.
Right, so he has NBC,
Goodell.
The network.
I'm not buying your analogy. You want me to? I'm not going to. I'm just not.
And you want, just to be clear, who's the J-Wag now?
Here's what
you
it is.
You want
this,
the
Jason,
NFL to institute this in time for the game next week.
Here is what, you want a good analogy? Here's a good analogy.
I'll
right now, we are a low-priced, kind of a kitschy local lobbyist. We can lobby the city councilman of Dodgeville, okay? I need to get the big swinging hitter that is getting all the stuff done at the national level. That's what I'm hiring. I want to hire the big dog. Pat McAfee would be my lobbyist.
Mr. Tauscher goes to Washington.
My big boy lobbyist to get it in front of Goodell and all the powers that be of the big boy networks. That's what I want. So it's not about Peacock and Paramount. No, that doesn't make any sense in the analogous game.
Jesse, you know that totally made sense, and I'm not going to put you in a spot where then he says, oh, you're afraid of Jason. So I'm not going to do that.
Jesse, who's more right with their analogy?
Can confirm Wisconsin, Minnesota tonight, 6 o'clock on Peacock. You can
That's
stream
a
it
early
exclusively.
Peacock
there. Yeah, it is.
That's it for Woe Nelly.
Thank God.
Whoa, Nelly!
Let's go play this football game.
You really think you're going to get... What they've done,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Yep.
I don't think...
I think he'd be on board with it. He's a wrestling guy. He's an entertainment-first guy. That's
right.
What this is.
I love the idea of having them talk about your idea. Mm-hmm. The idea... that they are going to institute it in time for the Detroit Lions to choose a different opponent.
It won't happen this year, but it will down the road.
Just wanted to make sure we're
That's
on
how
the
lobbying
same.
Works, Jason. You lobby.
I didn't know
you
were.
You
should have run for governor.
Maybe I will.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, wraps up the show.
Oh, snap.
Next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Something special is brewing at ESPN Madison.
Swing and a fly ball to left, to the wall, gone!
You're listening to Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers, 100.5 ESPN.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the
We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Tausch, Tom Mulhern covered you, right?
He did, yep.
He obviously meant the world to me as a young reporter who learned so much from him. And so every year we do the Tom Mulhern Stand-Up Guy Award. Yesterday we presented it to Josh Jacobs and to Xavier McKinney. It's the 10th year that it has been named in Mully's honor after he passed away in 2014. But we also have a scholarship at the University of Wisconsin. It is the Tom Mulhern Scholarship for Sports Journalism. I'm going to share the link for that. We have given out scholarships now for the last 10 years. And I want to thank Katie Culver at the UWJ school and a bunch of other folks at UW who managed to make it effective right away. And we were able to give out money right away to students. So we continue to do that. I take a lot of pride in that. So I'll share the link to that coming up. But thanks to everybody who has supported it already. And thanks to the Packers for embracing it and giving it a lot of attention as well. That means a lot to me. So that is it for us this week. Tausch, we'll be back here on Monday. We'll be talking about a win or talking about a loss. Maybe we'll all be proven wrong, and we'll be talking about a Packers win. That's it for us this week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Packers-Eagles, and we'll see you on Monday. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.